Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Jessica Abernathy, and with me today is Tricia Montgomery, and you are listening to Pets Are Family.
Oh, my God. Good
morning, Tricia. Happy 1 year anniversary to us.
Yes.
Yay. We did it one year, and actually we're a little bit delayed. I know we're not going to talk about what I just said there, but 1 year, we have done this for 1 year. How cool is that?
And we still love each other.
We still do. Can you believe? And they said we couldn't do it. And like, we had like naysayers who said, you'll never be able to do this. Like, you don't know what you're doing, you know.
But we don't.
And look,
but we
we're still standing.
Nope, we We're still standing. We didn't know what we're doing, but look how much we've learned in the last year. We didn't know what we were doing, but you and I have put our nose down and we have learned a ton and we're still learning. And by next year, we're going to sit back and go, we proved them wrong again.
Whoa.
Yep.
Again and again and again, because that's what we do, because we are like amazing, strong women. And if they say we can't do something, then that makes us even more inclined to like rock the socks out of it. Notice I said socks, rock the socks out of it.
Yep.
So yep.
Challenge us.
It's been a heck of a year, Jessica. I love you. And I'm so glad that we're here. We have learned so much, but I want to reflect back on a year. What impacted you the most for this podcast and what we've done?
I would say, wow. Yeah. I was like, wow, you're going to make me think this morning.
I'm going to make you think today.
Yeah. Like, oh crap. I wasn't planning on thinking. I would say it's a job almost. It kind of is a job, but it's probably one of my funnest jobs. I love doing it. I've learned a ton. I've learned so much about this, you know, podcasting. I never thought I would enjoy it as much as I did. It's kind of like when Colleen asked me to become a coach with her, I was like, seriously, you want me to coach? It's like one of my favorite things. You know that. It's like one of the things I don't ever want to give up. I now never want to give up podcasting because I love doing it. I didn't think I would, but I kind of, when you and I reconnected, you were like, I want to do a podcast. I was like, oh, I want to do one too. And it's still my favorite thing to do. I love doing this. And the more I learn, and you know it, I'm constantly calling you up going, oh my God, I just learned. Hello, look what I learned. And you're just like, that's your department. I'm like, okay. I think I love,
you
know, I love everything that I'm learning about it. You know, I've connected with a course that I'm taking right now that I'm learning so much about the back end of this, of the life of podcasting. And I'm so geeked out about it that there's a conference that's at the end of April, at the end of this month, that I can't make it just because of some stuff that I've got to do in Minnesota for that month. But next year, I told you, I'm like, no matter what, I am going to that conference because I'm so geeked out about it. I didn't realize I have a geek in me.
You do. And I have always known that you had a geek side, because that's where you and I, we are alike in so many instances, but I don't have that technical savvy. I learn on the other side of things, where you're more the technical aspect, where you dive into things and you want to learn. You know, we have learned so much from a standpoint of, you know, listenership, what works, what doesn't work. And you know, when we started this, I really didn't know what we were doing, except we're going to do a podcast and we know we're going to do this and this is what it's going to be.
Yep.
But we had no idea. And I would say we have impacted people's lives. I've had people who have come up to me at shows and said, hey, I've seen you. Thanks for that. And how people are looking forward to our podcast and understanding more, and then also delving more into pet parents and what they're looking for and what they want, and the changing of seasons and the changing of how fluid our industry is and how much people want information and being able to really hone in on that. So I am excited to see where this year takes you. Takes us. My question for you is, if you could name like the top three episodes that you have just so enjoyed doing or that were like, wow, which, and I think I know the top two, but tell me the top three episodes in the past year that you just were like, I'm so happy that I did that.
Well, and I want to hear what your top three are. So I would have to say Nancy. Dr. Nancy. I loved her episode when she came and talked to us. She was one of my top ones. The Tilly Project, she was my other one. I really enjoyed talking to her. Well, I'm going to have to say my dad. No offense, but I love my father. I love Leroy. I mean, hello. I have him tattooed on my ribs. You know what I mean?
Share that with us someday.
I can. I mean, it's not bad. I can hear it.
Thank you. We will not ask you to lift up your shirt today, though. That's usually my department. I love having Devin on from Volition Veterinary. I loved having him on. That was such a fun podcast and one that we learned so much, and it was just so enjoyable. Number two, I would have to say Nancy taught me so much about grief and the anticipatory grief and giving space and things that she really provided us. I would say the Tilly Project, Lauren Smith Kennedy's, was one of my favorites. But I also really enjoyed having, I don't know if this is a webinar, but having Nina Papazian with us from the Association of Pet Loss and Bereavement. I don't know where she fell into the podcasting, but that was just something just so incredibly beautiful. We learned so much about our guests. We found out what people wanted and also from a standpoint of where they were. I also have to say John Lascano of Laura's House. That was just a fun podcast and just a great guy. And I get to see him at the HSUA show, and I'm very, very excited about that, to see him in person. So big teddy bear. But I think those are the top three. I think one thing that I've learned, Jessica, is that what comes across just in conversation is different from a podcast. So there are things that we have, things that we have to not look out for, but things that to say and what works and what doesn't work from a podcasting standpoint and from a conversation standpoint.
That oh, very sense. Much so. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that, but yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. You know,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I cannot wait for like where we go for this year. And what happens. And one other thing that I enjoyed.
What?
I love doing those doing the videos, the live streams, and doing just those like really quick interviews and just, doing those and then having those part of our channels. I know it wasn't on the podcast, but making sure that, people were actually able to see firsthand things that go on, because we talk so much about our industry and what we participate in, to have our listeners or audience share with us. I think that's very, very super cool. That's what
we got to start doing more of those and show our lives are like, on our podcast and stuff like that. Just our day to day, us running around in our craziness. I mean, people would be like, what? Seriously? You do what?
I can see a live stream of our lives. That's what I see. Somebody just following you around.
Right. Yeah. I like doing the live streams. They were fun. And, it's fun when people, come up to us and they're like, oh, I listened to your podcast. It's like, seriously? Great. That's awesome.
Well, you had that happen at NAPS, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Somebody came up and said, hey, I watch you all the time.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, you're Bin Laden's mom. Yeah, I am. you know? I even had
nice
somebody
to be known for.
Yeah, I had somebody the other day ask if they could borrow Bin Laden. I was like, sure.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Like, sure.
Well, I think also they have been able to see the real side of us as opposed to just a side that we present ourselves with. So I think from a standpoint of mistakes, a standpoint of, you know, health issues or whatever those are, I think it's been very real. And I think that people appreciate that. And I think that that's something that I think there's other things out there, other medias out there, and it's presentation of just who you are. And we're going to make mistakes. We're going to, and I think we said that from the very first time that we started,
oh, yeah,
you know, what we were doing. But we're going to make mistakes. I think it's also been a year of reflection and change. And, you and I, you know, we're part of an organization and we left that organization. And, you know, there was, I'm so happy that we had the wherewithal and the beauty to go out on our own, yeah, and understand what we're doing, how we're doing it. And I think when one door closes, that door is meant to be closed and that door is never to be reopened again. And just stepping through into this brilliant, beautiful, wide open, and going, we're going to do it. And I am so happy that you and I are together because we have such a beautiful connection. We go together like cats and dogs sometimes, but I think it's because we've done it, you know, and I think that's a testament.
Yeah. We're like, as I say, I tell you all the time, we're like the Odd Couple, Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
The Golden Girls, you know, I throw them all out.
All the time. Yeah. I keep fighting the age thing, but you keep bringing it back all the time. You know,
I just say my hairdresser look good.
I love that. So this year, let's talk about the changes that we're going to make and what's kind of going to come up on the horizon, because you've put together something darn cool.
Well, I'm working on a few things. So in my endeavors this last year of learning, you know what I mean? I have starting to put together a learning stuff. So one of the things that we're working on putting together this month, besides some other stuff.
That's a drum roll.
Right. Right.
We're going to
start educating people on breeds. We want to really start breaking down things about each individual dog and cat, because we really want people to understand what kind of dog you're getting. Because a lot of people, when they adopt or when they adopt a breed, because they're really into a breed. Like when I was younger, I was like, I'm getting a bulldog. I want a bulldog because I just thought they were cool. I like those little beefy, short, little squish face, like little grunty things. I'm like, I just like them. I like little hippo pitties and stuff. And I was like, I'm getting a bulldog. And then when I met the first bulldog and I like learned about their medical issues and all that stuff, and I was like, yeah, no, I don't want, you know what I mean? This is not for me, because I did my research. You know what I mean? I was one of those weirdos that actually researched what I was going to get myself into, you know? Nope. I was like, about face. Let's go a pivot here, you know? But a slight pivot.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of people do not do that. They're like, I'm a runner. I like to hike. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go get myself a Newfoundland. Why? You know,
yes,
that beast is not going to do that with you. So we are working on putting together a bunch of information about each breed. So we're going to educate you like, this is what a Newfoundland is. This is what the medical issues are. This is what they were bred to do. You know what I mean? This is what they like to do. This is what they're not going to do with you. You know what I mean? So if you are a runner, these are the animals you want to think about getting. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you like little dogs, do not get a Jack Russell Terrier if you want to carry him around in your pocketbook. He's not going to like you, you know?
So the a long time ago, the American Animal Hospital Association put out a study, and they said people spend more time selecting a refrigerator than they do selecting their pet, their first pet. So imagine that pet is going to be with you, really, hopefully for the rest of your life, of their lives, and that how little time we take selecting a pet. I have to say, my first experience that I ever had when I met my first bulldog, my Uncle Dick and my Aunt Jean, who lived in Frankfort, Kentucky, we went over to their house and they had this bulldog, and he promptly came up to me and he peed on me. So that was my first experience. Just lifted his little leg and just peed right on me. I'm like, oh, okay.
He owns you now. He marked you.
I guess so.
It's not.
Well, so I'm excited for that because that's going to give a lot of people more information that they need, whether it's the breed, you know, the health issues,
right?
Perhaps insurance. There are breed specific insurance agents that that an insurance policy is one is better than the other. Do you need insurance?
Right.
I think our pet friends at Pet Premier are going to be helping out with that as well. So I'm very excited about that. But it's really interesting when you look at all the breeds. What is it? You know, there's seven working groups recognized by the American Kennel Club. And there's over 260 breeds. Is that correct, Jessica?
There's actually 300 and some odd breeds. I think it's either 320 or 360, but in the United States here, we only recognize 260. You know what I mean? Worldwide, it's 300 and something, but we're only going to recognize the 260. That's what we're going to recognize.
And guys, we're going to be having like little reels and shorts on every one of these breeds. And then we're going to be moving on into the cat world.
Then we're going to go to the cat.
Meow.
Yep. We got cats. Cats, we can't leave them out. Yep. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're just as important. So, you know, yep. So, and I did not realize that there is so many breeds of cats. I just was like, huh, okay, cool. You know, I mean, I knew of a couple breeds, but I didn't realize there were so many breeds. So I apologize to all my cat people. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to try to figure out which one is Bin Laden's people. And I'm going to try to figure out which one is Harry's people. So that's what I'm going to try to figure out.
I think it's very good. I think it's important to differentiate. But I will say, this is learning for me because admittedly, I've had cats before, but I am not necessarily a cat person. Although cats love me, I don't know why, but cats absolutely love me. Even the cats that don't like anybody else will like me. I think it's because I ignore them and then they're like, wah, wah, and then they rub their shells all over me. But it's interesting because I am learning about cats and how much more I'm learning to love them as well. And my daughter Gabrielle loves cats. She absolutely loves cats. And my sister Karen has a cat signed.
Your cat grandma? Does she have a cat?
My mom. Gabrielle had two kitty cats and they passed away within like 3 months of each other. It was very sad. But my mom had a cat Buddy, but she only liked like Siamese and Maine Coon cats. So she had a specific, like kitty cats that she likes and ragdoll cats. Yeah. I think I told the story where my mom, during the pandemic ordered a cat.
Oh, you did. I remember that now.
And you didn't believe me. And I showed you the text from her where she's like, will you take care of this cat for me? And I'm like,
yes.
What are you going to do? Drone it in? Are you going to like drop ship a kitty cat? I'm like, seriously. So maybe we'll also talk about if you're thinking about getting an animal or a breed specific cat or dog, the best ways to go about that. So I think that's going to be great for our listeners too. But I am so excited, you know, for what's coming up. We have a really beautiful interview coming up with the founder of Good Charlie, which is an energy company. Mm-hmm. And their proceeds benefit rescues in Texas. They're an energy company based out of Texas. And then they benefit animal rescues. And then the proceeds from the energy bill benefits those rescues. And he also has a telehealth platform. You can reach a veterinarian within 30 seconds. All these things he's created on his own. His name is Daryl Lawrence, and we're going to be interviewing him, I believe, next week. And I cannot wait to talk to him. And then we have so much more that's coming up, webinars, and we're up in our game this year. Right. So,
We're going to be up in our game. Yep. We're going to up our game. So we're going to really try to, be there more for everybody. We're going to really try to do some more education, really try to get out there more. And then next year, we're even working towards 25. We're going to try to coordinate at least one or two walks for next year with our partner, Moose's March. We're really buckling down, and we're really trying to get some of this stuff out there. So yeah, you know, we took our first year and we had fun and we've enjoyed it.
Now we're like a year.
Yep. Now we're getting, we got our girly pants on. Now we're getting our big girl pants on, you know, we're ready. So yeah.
And I would say that even though we're a year older and like seemingly that you need to put us out your pasture, keep looking younger. I mean, I can't look at this.
We're not even close to being out the pasture. You know?
Well, according to you, we are. I'm saying no.
Look at this. Think how popular the Golden Girls are. I mean, they're like everybody wants to be the Golden Girls. Everybody loves them. You know what I mean? You know? I want to be one of those Golden Girls.
I love it.
Everybody wants to be Golden Girls, you know? That's what we need to be.
Jessica, this has been amazing. I'm so excited to where we go.
Yep, exactly.
I am so excited as to where we go and how we're going to get there. And this has been fantastic. And I cannot wait for the coming year for us and for us, for you and me.
I can't either. So next week, you guys, we should have Good Charlie with us. And we can't wait to talk to them. And then we'll keep you posted and all that fun stuff. So don't forget to pass us along. Share us with your friends. We're over on YouTube. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on all the channels. You know what I mean? And we'd love for you to share us. And we're excited to keep, you know, sharing everything with you guys. So, you know, we can't wait for the new year.
Yay.
All right. Other than that, you got any closing things you want to say? You know, besides us always saying hi to Kathy Delaney, who's in Florida right now with her little clothes up in the air. I keep seeing those, which I'm like, girlfriend.
Nice.
Yes. You know,
absolutely. I'm going to give a shout out to our friends at Farm and Yard, Adam Fowler, Patrick Ferris, and the team over at Farm and Yard. Yep. Giving a shout out to David Levy of Pet Product Innovations and all the amazing work they're doing. Yep. Mella Pet Products, saying hello to our friends at Augie Bones, Pet Premium, Ed Navarro. You have just been a rock star. And a special, special, special shout out to Wayne Reed and Jennifer Meyer at Fortune Informed. You have stood beside us. You have been with us. And we've got a special.
We got some coming up with them
in May and June. So, yeah, lots of fun things coming up and ways that you can win some fun stuff. So we've got a Mother's Day and a Father's Day contest coming up. And keep watching. But saying hello to them, you all have a special place in our lives.
Yes, and I forgot to say, too, it's Earth Month in April. So, you know what I mean? That's one of the big things, too. And one of our partners is Greenline Pet Supplies. So if you're looking for landfill biodegradable poop bags, go to our website and you can order poop bags that break down in the landfills, and you can order her poop bags. So make sure you go over there and check those out, because those are the best poop bags. So I forgot that it's April is Earth
Month. It is. It's Earth Month. And shout out to another Earth Month partner, and that's Augie Bones, sustainable, non-toxic, no nylon, no plastic, recyclable, compostable, tough dog chew toys.
All right. So, okay. All right. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Pets Are Family. You can find us on all the channels now. Yes, all the channels now. So make sure you share us with your friends, your families, and your coworkers, and anybody that has a pet. Make sure you like us, give us your feedback, tell us if anything that you want us to talk about, all that fun stuff. You can reach me at Jessica@petsourfamily.net or Trisha@petsourfamily.net. Thank you for everything that you guys do, but make sure you like us, subscribe, check us out on YouTube. You can always see what we're up to. And we want to thank all of our sponsors, all of the people that support us. We love every one of you and we can't thank you enough. And remember, check out Moose's March, moosesmarch.com, moosesmarch.com. Come check us out. Talk to you guys soon. We'll see you next week. Bye.